I mean, they live in this environment. I'm not too concerned about them. We can't worry about them. You know, everybody talks about the advantage of cold weather. It's a mindset, honestly. It's about who's going to come out and let it affect them. If you let it affect you, it's going to affect you. And it's, I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. Once you see it affecting one of your teammates, it's like, come on, man, you got to try to get him out of the slump. But, I mean, teams come in here and they're ready to play. It's playoff football. I mean, that's how they're looking at it. That's how we're looking at it, whether we were going to them or they're coming here.
Also wondered, studying the tendencies of the officials, has that been beneficial? And you guys increased that as a team in the last couple of years that you've been here? Was that like that when you got your day one, where once you knew the crew, you studied what their tendencies were and what they did or did not call?
We've been doing that for a while now, as far as them giving us kind of the scouting report on what the officials are going to be high tendencies of doing. So I think it's helpful. If guys are paying attention to it, it's helpful, definitely.
Greg, I thought I overheard you when I was talking to Jordy, talking about how important it would be for you guys to play up front to help out your defense. If you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, just getting out to a fast start. Obviously, they're a team that, you know, if they can jump out on top of you, then they can feed the ball to, you know, their playmaker. So, and that's, I mean, you talk about putting the team on your back. That's what he does every single week. And he does a great job doing it. And I think that it has to be a collaborative effort with the offense and the defense, us sustaining drives, keeping them off the field, getting the ball in the end zone and making them play from behind, not just from 3 points behind.
How much did they miss Winfield in your estimation, and how much of a wild card is his health going to be come Saturday night?
I think he's one of the best players on the field when he's out there. He just creates havoc in the running game. Specifically, you have to account for him like he's a little linebacker. He plays a lot bigger than what he is. He's a fun player to play against. Obviously, if he's not able to go, I mean, that's their problem. We have to prepare ourselves for whomever is going to be out there.
They seem particularly inspired. Obviously, they had a lot to play for you guys in 2-7. Mm-hmm. They really seem to play like that desperate team.
They did.
Do both teams become desperate now? Any team in the playoffs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Everyone has to play desperate. They played a phenomenal game. I thought they played the best game that I've seen them play. But I thought we played well as well. So it was just a matter of who was going to make the biggest play in the last play, and they were able to do it.
You guys did score most of your last possession offensively. Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good outing. It wasn't good enough because we didn't score enough to win.
Greg, I'm sorry if I missed this already. When you have all four of your top four receivers, I know you're all interchangeable, but how different do you think, in what ways do you think your offense is different when you actually have them all on the field at the same time, which hasn't happened very much this year?
It hasn't happened, but only once, I think. It's different because you have to account for everyone coming out, Randall out of the backfield, Randall in the slot, Jordy outside, inside, myself outside, inside, and James doing what he's been able to do. You can't just pick and choose who you want to account for. You have to account for everyone out there because everyone's capable of making the big play at any given time.